This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline.
America, man, get y'all some new friends in 2020 like me.
Gary Wolfel. He can be your new friend. He joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. He's been our friend for quite some time.
That Gary I like.
Gary, appreciate the time, man. Bucks Celtics is what we've been all anticipating and waiting for.
Yeah, I mean, the NBA's got to be happy. All the television networks have to be happy. And
but, Gary, some of the fans are upset that they're playing noon on Sunday.
Well, I guess I'm upset because it's taking so long. I mean, I could take it to Cancun, and come back. I mean, to me, it's kind of ridiculous. You know, even like the first round series, how that dragged out. And I think the NBA would be wise if they tightened up the schedule.
Gary, yesterday we had a conversation on our show asking, who would you rather have as a player in this series, Kyrie Irving or Giannis? And Gary over here, our Gary Ellerson, said that in terms of being a clutch basketball player, Kyrie has more of a pedigree than what Giannis has, and picked that he would have Kyrie Irving. Some people blasted him. What say you on that? Kyrie or Giannis, who would you rather have in this series?
No, I'm definitely in Gary's corner. I'm a big Kyrie Irving fan, and I've seen enough of his games. I've seen his resume where he has actually taken over games down the stretch. And, I just wonder how the Bucks are going to match up. You know, hopefully, for their sake, they'll have Brogdon back, because if they only have Brogdon, I think he being Kyrie Irving, is really going to be a tough matchup for Bledsoe. And, George Hill, whoever you talk about. I mean, Kyrie Irving, you know, is a big-time player.
All day long. And Gary, when you look at last night, Dame Lillard had one of those, you know, playoff-type moments, right? I mean, you build, like Kyrie had that moment when he was with LeBron a couple years ago, kind of took over that game and won that championship for him. Can Giannis have that type Kyrie moment, Dame Lillard moment?
Yeah, I think he's capable, but I mean, those moments are so special.
They are.
I mean, last night I was watching that game, and what was crazy was he was, what did they say, 37, 40 feet out when he hit it?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever, but I thought, okay, as soon as he made the shot, he would go absolutely crazy, right? He didn't. He just turned around and walked off the court like, you know, it's like the football player. You know, who scores a touchdown, he places the ball in the end zone and walks away, right?
Right.
So no, I mean, he was clutch, no question about it.
Yeah, Gary, I want to get into something that the barbershop is driving me absolutely crazy, because we got about 60% Boston fans. So this is the series I really wanted. But we talked about Kyrie Irving and the Greek Freak. Okay, we're done with that one. But the one that gets most people spitting in each other's face, yelling and screaming when you say, who's the better coach? And I'm offended that people think Brad Stevens is a better coach than Budden. It just makes my skin crawl. But I guess we'll find out. So what about Brad Stevens can compose a problem for the Bucks?
Well, I think they're both very good coaches to begin with. And, you know, Brad Stevens has been hailed as the second coming of Red Auerbach.
I know, right?
I mean, the fact that he plays in media-friendly Boston, you know, certainly goes a long way towards his reputation. But, yeah, there isn't any question. He is an elite coach, and he's proved it the last couple of years. And Budenholzer has proven he's a good coach. He'll probably be, you know, a two-time NBA Coach of the Year, and not many people can say that, so. It's going to be very interesting to see.
These big show. Gary, last year when these two teams met in the playoffs, the Bucks started Thon Maker, who they just decimated in the Detroit series. Shabazz Muhammad and Tyler Zeller both played big minutes for the Bucks. Just how much better of a team are they? I understand they're the number one seed and they won 60 games, but just in your estimation, somebody that's watched this team for so long, how much better are they now taking on Boston than they were a year ago at this time?
Oh, they're definitely more equipped for this series. I mean, last season they were kind of, no pun intended, gears and headlights. You know, I mean, they were happy to be there, and I think they wanted to win, but they didn't know how to win. And I think there was some internal issues going on about playing time and so forth. But to me, they're light years better, you know, at this stage than they were last season.
Gary, I think when you look at this Bucks team, they're coming in and playing Boston. I don't know. I haven't looked at the line to see who was favorite yet or anything like that.
Yeah.
But I would have to think that the Bucks are favorite to win this series.
Yeah, they are. Vegas has made them the favorites. In fact,
about 3-1.
Really?
Yeah. They have Vegas going all the way to the finals. So.
Really?
Yeah, so they're definitely the popular or the in team in Vegas. But, you know, again, I mean, any of these four teams, you know, could win it, in my mind, from the East. I mean, Toronto, Boston, Philadelphia, Milwaukee. And I think the key is going to be Giannis. I think Giannis is hurt more than people know. And if he can stay physically healthy, I think they'll be fine.
And I think that in their choice, they probably chose Giannis, who's going to be the MVP. I want to just talk about what the teams who are left. I mean, I think these are teams people thought would be there. But, that's what I'm saying. Moving forward, though, you have to feel like that I can't even scout last year's game because Uncle Drew didn't play. And pretty much everybody on the Bucks team weren't there. This is an all-new – everything is kind of new. So with that being said – I mean, I'm going to give the edge to the Milwaukee Bucks, but at the same time, I just think game one is very important to keep home court. Because last year, every team at home seemed like they won.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. I think game one is essential. I mean, the Bucks can't get down 0-1 right off the bat. Not to this team. I mean, they're dangerous. And not only would they be down one game, I mean, Boston's a veteran team. Their confidence would be sky high. They would know that two of the next three games are going to be in Boston. So, they can ill afford to lose that opener.
Oh, Gary, it's going to be a great series, man. Can't wait to watch it unfold and talk to you throughout it. We'll talk next week.
Sounds good. Thank you, guys.
Thanks a lot, Gary.
Gary Wolf of Wolfel's Press Box joins us here on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019, look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.